Okay. Good evening, everyone. So we began last night discussing the halachas of Daber Davar, learned from the passing of Yeshaya, Shelo Yehi Diburecha B'Shabbos Ki Diburecha B'Chol, that on Shabbos, we have to be even more careful about the way we speak than we are during the week. So we mentioned last night that you're not allowed to say on Shabbos that you're going to be doing after Shabbos something which is usher to do on Shabbos. Now it's only an Isser Shabbos. Like, for example, on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to eat a peanut butter sandwich. Even though on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat a peanut butter sandwich. But that's not part of the Isser of Daber Dover, even if you said that on Yom Kippur. It's a question of hachana. I mean, you know, you can't prepare, but I mean, if you're just telling somebody, tomorrow, yeah, I have an appointment, you know, again, this is not what you should be speaking about anyway in Yom Kippur, but it's not part of Daber Dover if you mention to somebody, says, oh, yeah, tomorrow, I'm going to, 2 o'clock, I'm going to be eating pizza. Okay. But anyway, something which is usher because of Shabbos, you're not allowed to say, and we said whether it's a malacha, whether it's usher min haTorah, usher min drabanan, in any case. Now, you're also not allowed to discuss on Shabbos monetary matters which are nogea, which are pertinent, meaning to say, you can't sit, husband and wife can't sit down and discuss on Shabbos how much money they could afford to spend on remodeling their kitchen or on whatever it is they or if they looking into they really need a new car, and the family's growing, they need a bigger car, and to sit down and discuss, you say, well, I think if we put aside this much each month, whatever, we could pay this. You're not allowed to have those discussions on Shabbos. You're not allowed to talk about chafotzecha, about your monetary matters, when it's, as I say, chafotzecha, when it's your private matters, meaning your mundane non-mitzvah matters. But on the other hand, you are allowed to discuss, if you're making a chasna for a child, which is, you know, upcoming, and you want to sit down and discuss how much we could afford to spend on the various aspects of the chasna. Well, you know, how much do we think we could afford to pay for a photographer or a band, something that will enhance the mitzvah, certainly a band, a photographer. I wonder, actually, as I'm saying it, a photographer doesn't really enhance the chasna per se. It enhances maybe your enjoyment after the chasna. But I don't know if that's even a bar mitzvah, actually, in that same sense. But but certainly the band, which is, it's certainly a mitzvah to have music at a chasna and to have music and dance. And not I'm not saying that a person has to have a 16-piece orchestra or anything. You know, it could be a one-man band as well. But it's a mitzvah to have music. So to discuss how much you can afford for that is okay, or to discuss how much you can afford to pay for the hall or to, you know, etc. Things that are part of the mitzvah, whether it's a chasna or something else, or to discuss your tzedakah cheshbonos, how much you should be giving to tzedakah, things like that. So because this is not chafotzecha, it says mimso cheftzecha, chafotzecha asur, your private, your own personal non-mitzvah matters, that's asur, but cheftzei shamayim, things which are mitzvahs, are mutter. And that's why a person is allowed to make a pledge to tzedakah on Shabbos. Although you can't, you're not supposed to talk about, again, money. You can't tell someone on Shabbos, oh, yeah, tomorrow stop by, I want to give you 50, I would like to give you $50 for something, whatever it is. That you shouldn't say, but to say to the shul, yes, to make a pledge, let's say the shul's having an appeal, that's why the shul can have an appeal, or auctioning off aliyahs or kibudim on whatever it is, Simchas Torah, or any Shabbos, that is okay. Now, what's not okay, actually, would be to actually donate something specific to the shul on Shabbos. You can't do. I mean, let's say you have a Megillas Esther in your house, which you, it's a, like an extra, you just inherited from a great uncle, a beautiful antique Megillas Estes. They say, it's beautiful. I want that's an heirloom. So the one I have, I have one I just bought 2 years ago. I want to give it to the. I know the shul needs a Megillas Esther. So and so on Shabbos to say I'm giving this to the shul, that you can't do. The reason for that is because when a person makes a statement that they're giving something to tzedakah, so it's as if you gave it. Amiraso legavoa, amiraso. Well, your amira when you said legavoa to that which is above, meaning to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Kadosh Baruch Hu's things that serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, such as the Beis Knesset, the Beis Medrash, is kemisiraso lehedyo. It's like giving it to a regular person. Just so I gave the Megillah. If I gave it as a gift to a regular person, he would acquire it. So if I say to the shul, I'm giving you this Megillah, even if I don't, it's at home. I got an Aliyah. And when I'm making a Mishnah Berach for Aliyah, and they say Bavur Shenadav, they turn to me, how much I'm pledging, and I say, I pledge my Megillah to the shul. That you can't do. See, pledging money is not, doesn't refer to any specific, if I pledge $100 to the shul, it doesn't mean any specific $100 bill or 520s or whatever. I just, it's a debt. I owe the shul $100. Yes, it is a debt to the shul now that I said it. But nothing went to the shul. They don't have a $100 lien on me in a sense. Or if they do have a lien, but they don't own any of my money. But the Megillah they now own. So that you can't do because then it transfers to Rishus on Shabbos. You're not allowed to transfer ownership on Shabbos unless something which is Sarach Shabbos. We're going from Minyan L'Inyan, but this is all in the same circle. If you're a guest at someone's house on Shabbos and you want to bring them something, you could bring them a bottle of wine, which they could use for the Shabbos meal or a cake or a challah, whatever it is. But you can't bring them a gift of something else which will not enhance Shabbos. Bring them a nice, whatever it may be, a vase or a gift of some sort, which is not a Shabbos thing. It's not Shabbos food. If you do bring that, the people are supposed to be careful not to be kona it. Even if you want to leave it in their house on Shabbos, they have to know and be careful not to make a kinyan, not to specifically have in mind not to acquire it. Because you're not allowed to make kinyanim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to buy or sell or give or accept. Things are not supposed to change possession on Shabbos because that's a form of mekach u'memkar, form of doing business, which you're not allowed to do. Yeah, so, okay, you're allowed, basically answering a question, you're allowed to say that I pledge to give a Megillah. Yes, just like I pledge to give $100. I don't own a Megillah. It means I'm going to have to go out and buy a Megillah or hire a sofa to write a Megillah. Yeah, I could say I pledge a Megillah, for sure, yes. But what I'm saying specifically, an item I have, that's why I tried to be creative in my case. Or I have an extra shtender in my house or some siddur in my house, which I don't need. And the shul, they're in good, very good condition. I know the shul could use a few of these siddurim. So I say the siddurim that I have in my house, which in that box I'm giving to the shul, that's what I'm saying. Specific items you can't say, but you could pledge to give something which you don't own, which you have to first acquire. Okay, so getting back to where we were, that talking about money matters that are pertinent, you're not allowed to do. Expensive, if it's for your private, if your own personal non-mitzvah needs, you're not allowed to do that. For that matter, you're certainly not allowed to hire someone on Shabbos, and that's even for a mitzvah. Let's say you want you see the person in shul who he just taught the bar mitzvah boy. That bar mitzvah boy did a wonderful job, and you know it's a combination of the fact that the boy's a great kid from a great family, and part of it because his teacher was must have really worked hard with him, because it doesn't happen on its own. So you walk over and say, my son's bar mitzvah is in 1 year from now. Can I hire you? I want to hop around. Can I hire you? You're not allowed to hire him on Shabbos. You could discuss with him the idea of, that was such a beautiful job. I was really impressed. I really would like to see if you'll be available for my son, and that type of thing. And sure, let's schmooze after Shabbos. You're allowed to do that. For that matter, let's say you want to ride to the airport with a person that does. He's a private Uber guy, whatever it is. He drives people and, he charges. So you're not allowed to hire him on Shabbos, or you shouldn't even say to him, can you drive me to the airport after Shabbos? But you could say, do you think you would be able to stop by my house at 8 o'clock tonight? It's 8 o'clock is when you want, when you want the ride. And he knows what you're talking about. You're not inviting him from Love and Malchus. You're saying, can you come by my house at 8 o'clock tonight? He understands you mean that you want to ride somewhere. So, or maybe even he knows you're flying. So you're allowed to say that. He says, "Do you think you'd be able to stop to be at my, you know, to come by to be by my house at 8 o'clock tonight without discussing driving you or without hiring him, etc." Now, but things that are totally irrelevant, you're allowed to talk about, meaning expenses that you already had and paid, and they're gone, they're finished. You're allowed to talk about. If you still owe money to the vendor or to whoever it is, to employees, you're not allowed to discuss. And even though it's money you spent already, you're not allowed to talk about. Okay, let's see. Give me a second, please. I'm getting blocked here by a message. Okay, you're not allowed to talk about that, but you would be allowed to. You would be allowed to talk about something that's totally irrelevant. It's already paid. It's taken care of. And we just sit down and say, what did it cost us? This whole ordeal. What did it cost us? You're allowed to do that. Now, I'm not suggesting that you do that on Shabbos. And in fact, I am. I would like to make it clear that that's. Second, please. Okay, we'd like to make it clear that that's not really what's appropriate for Shabbos, to be sitting and doing that. Meaning, there are other things to spend your time with on Shabbos, but you're not over dabra dover if you talk about something like that. Or another example of this is somebody, another woman comes to your house and she's wearing this beautiful dress, and there's no shayla, it's out of your range. You would never buy such an expensive dress. But you just ask her out of curiosity. Says, "Wow, that's beautiful. How much you pay for that?" You know, it's a friend that you could ask that question to. What'd you pay for that? If you have a havamina, I mean, if you have a thought, you have the possibility that, you know, what'd you pay for that? You know, maybe I could, invest in it myself. Or then you're not allowed to. If it's something that could be no gay or you, could be pertinent to you, could be relevant to you, you're not allowed to discuss it. You're not allowed to ask what you paid for it. But if you have no interest whatsoever in buying, you would never buy something like that. Well, let's say, your friend just bought a 12-seater van, and Baruch Hashem, your children are all married, and the grandchildren, your kids will take care of their own. You're not buying any 12-seater vans. So and your friend says, "Well, wow, what'd you pay for that?" You'd be allowed to ask that. Again, it's not Shabbos-dick per se, but there's no isser. But if you're thinking you want to surprise your children or with a nice Hanukkah present. And you're looking into a 12-seater van and say, "Oh, well, I heard you just got one. What'd you pay?" Because it's, I want to hear what you paid to figure out, is that something I could, I didn't quite catch that question. I'm sorry. But anyway, you're allowed to do it. If it's totally irrelevant to you, you're allowed to do it. But if it's something that has a shaykhah to you, you're not allowed to do it. Maybe you could post the question again tomorrow, and we'll try to pick up with these halachas Bez Hashem tomorrow. Take care, everyone. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
So, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.